Summer is just about here, which means it's time to start barbecuing again. Whether you're going to the beach or having a small cookout in your yard, Charbroil has a grill to fit your needs. If you use our link, you can get a Charbroil one-burner portable grill for just over $100, and it's perfect for wherever you need to cook. It's convenient and portable, and works just as well in the backyard as it does on the go. Just go to multipleworldproductions.com/sponsors and use our link to shop all the great products Charbroil has to offer.
Good evening, and welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. I am tired. It has been an inordinately long day, and I just want to go to sleep. So the original plan for today was to do Captain Marvel, The Adventures of Captain Marvel. I watched it last night. It's this really solid, It's a serial. So if you've ever... If you don't know what a serial is, for those of you who are, you know, on the younger side or not familiar, in the 40s, when you went to movie theaters, it was a big event thing, where it wasn't just you went in, you watched one thing, and you know, you were done. It was a very, you know, it was an all-day thing, where they had newsreels, they had stuff, and they also had these serials that were like 10 to 15 minute shorts that told a long-running story over the course of multiple entries, and, you know, they did things like Superman had these, and who else was there? Captain Marvel, and in this case Shazam, had one of these, and so they did one of these about Captain Marvel, and this, you know, and like I said, Shazam, and it's the, it is, if you've read Shazam comics, it's a fairly, I mean, look, they do some modifications, but I'm watching, I'm like, oh, if they made this now, I mean, you have to tidy up some of the racism, but if they made this now, it'd be a fairly solid, you know, Shazam adaptation, because it's fairly faithful. The costume's pretty good, too. I mean, look, I did really like the Shazam costume, but it's like, there's a level of, like, comic book depth to it that I'm like, oh shit, why did we ever get into that phase with the fucking, like, the tactical, like, you know, thing that they did with the X-Men, because, like, it couldn't, you know, obviously we can't do the yellow spandex, that would be ridiculous, like, why, like, they leaned into it, so I was gonna do that, but then today's news broke. Now, there are a few things going on in the world right now that lean into this. Number one, there is, a writer's strike going on. The WGA is currently on strike with no end in sight. There is the impending possibility of a SAG strike. They voted to authorize. They got like 99 or 98% voted in favor of a strike. So that could also possibly happen. There is, and then on top of that too, there is, you know, delays that go along with that. And Disney has taken steps to kind of not strike-proof their future, but, like, adjust and pivot on the fly. So that way they have everything in order should shit hit the fan. So they delayed a bunch of their stuff and gave dates to a bunch of stuff. So first off, we have Moana got a release date. Moana being the live-action adaptation of Moana that has been very suddenly been given a lot of, you know, expedition on, or it's been expedited on its you know, path to be, what's it called? On its path to be released. It is given priority. That's the word I'm looking for here. It was given priority. So that happened, and then that's coming in end of June 2025. We also got a release date for the upcoming Alien movie in August of next year. So we have an Alien movie from 20th Century, and we have Moana. Marvel reshuffled their release date completely. So originally, Secret Wars was going to be in 2026. That's been pushed back to 2027. Kang Dynasty was going to be 2025. That's been pushed back to 2026. Deadpool 3, which they keep calling the untitled Deadpool movie, has been moved to... what's it called? Has been moved to May of next year. So we're a little under a year away from Deadpool 3. Captain America's been moved back to August. And Thunderbolts has been moved back to December of next year from their May and July release dates, respectively. For 2025, Blade has now been pushed back to Valentine's Day. So Blade will be coming out on Valentine's Day. Then there is, in May, there is Fantastic Four pushed back from the Valentine's Day date. And then there are two other movies in there that are slotted for release, but no titles given yet. One in July, I think it's July 25th, and one in November 7th, I want to say. No title has been given, it's just untitled Marvel Studios. And then we go to between November and May, there's nothing, and then we have Kang Dynasty. And then there is no release date reserved between Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. So we don't know what's going on there. So all of that's still up in the air. Now we also have, what's it called? We also have the possibility of a, what was the other one that is impending? Let's talk about Star Wars next. Now, I've seen varying things about what release dates were announced for Star Wars. I know for certain they announced two movies in 2026, allegedly possibly a 2027 movie as well. But let's just do the two in 2026, because I know those are certainly on the release calendar. One is late May 2026, so we'll be repeating 2018, where you have, what's it called? You have Marvel doing the first part of a two-part Avengers event in the first week of May, and then the end of May you have a Star Wars movie that's a Star Wars spinoff, not a main saga movie. Back in 2018 we had this with Infinity War and Solo. Now it's Kang Dynasty and whatever that movie's gonna be. We also have a December Star Wars movie that year, which is also untitled Star Wars. Now I'm gonna speculate as to what they are. I think that the May one is going to be Heir to the Empire, or whatever the Filoni Mandoverse one's going to be. And then we also have the December one, I think, is most likely going to be the New Jedi Order movie, or whatever they end up calling the one with Rey dealing with the New Jedi Order. And the reason for this is, I think that, number one, audiences are familiar with Rey and associate the sequel trilogy with December, because throughout the late 2010s, that's when we got our Star Wars movies about that. We got, you know, Episode 7 in 2015, Episode 8 in 2017, Episode 9 in 2019, and that was when the sequel trilogy came out. So, it makes sense from that standpoint to do that. I think that the May movie is going to end up being Heir to the Empire. Reason being, Heir to the Empire is Filoni's project. The late May release date does coincide with the release date of the original Star Wars, and we know Filoni loves playing with his references. Watch the last four episodes of the Clone Wars, and it opens Episode 1 with the LucasArts original graphic that ran before the original Star Wars back in 1977 that they haven't really used since. That is what runs before that. I think that Filoni wants to wrap up the story of the Empire formally in that same time, because that movie is the transition, the end of the Empire transitioning into the First Order. And that will be, that I think will be there. And I think that that makes sense for Filoni and his symbolism, his poetry, because it rhymes. Now you'll notice they announced two dates, possibly three, but I've seen several sites report different dates for that third, and the release slate from Disney that I read did not have a date listed for a third Star Wars movie. But I think the reason for that is that they want to give room for they want to give room to see what they're going to do, And I think the movie that they have that's, you know, kind of reserved there is, what's the word we're looking for here? This was like crap. The movie they have for there is, what the fuck's the word I'm looking for here? Dawn of the Jedi. The movie that James Mangold is supposed to be producing, about the, the new Jedi Order, as it is, you know, explained. And the rationale behind that is, I think that if there's one thing we've learned from Lucasfilm, it is they panic. They pivot on a dime and they make changes without, you know, based on a misstep. Solo, they're in the middle of production on Solo. They don't like the direction midway through production. Rather than releasing the movie as it was and possibly it not being exactly what it was and you possibly turning a profit, they fire Lord and Miller and reshoot the entire movie and balloon the budget up to $500 million and it never turns a profit. When you get, what's it called? When you have, they had Colin Trevorrow on for Rise of Skywalker, or as it would have been called, Duel of the Fates. That movie gets canned as a result of number one, they panicked after The Last Jedi, and it made money. It made a lot of money, but the vitriolic response, I guess they panicked after that. Plus, you know, they also did, and I think that is kind of where we are with with that. I think that they want to wait to see the response to Dial of Destiny and based on that either keep Mangold on the project or move on. But I think the problem is I don't like attacking Kathleen Kennedy. I don't like casting aspersions on Kathleen Kennedy because you end up getting lumped into this weird cabal of people who are like, fuck her, she's a woman, she doesn't do anything right, you know, because she's a woman, she doesn't, like, she ruined Star Wars. I think the biggest problem that Star Wars has had since Disney took over is, number one, a lack of a unified vision, and number two, a desire for perfection that is crippling, because of what went wrong in the first place. And I think that that's what we're seeing a lot of with this. They keep announcing projects, and the studio keeps getting in and keeps interfering and being like, okay, we're going to do X, we're going to do Y, we're going to do Z, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then as the movie, you know, these movies are just never happening. Like, remember in 2020 they announced a Rogue Squadron movie? Where the fuck is that? Where is the Rogue Squadron movie? It's not happening. Because, you know, studio interference. Because Patty Jenkins was trying to do this project, and the studio kept getting in there and being like, oh, well, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this, and she's just like, enough. And they should have known this was going to happen with Patty Jenkins, but it's not the first time she's worked at a Disney subsidiary and left over studio interference. Because she also was on Thor: The Dark World before that movie came out, and then it got redone, look what happened there. So, you have that, and then you also have the possibility of, they had, Damon Lindelof writing the new Jedi Order movie. He's been fired. Taika Waititi has been working on this project for God knows how long. No idea when that's coming out or if it's ever happening. And everything comes down to looking at this, you know, in this way, looking at the various, you know, things that they're working on, every single one of them is kind of like, we are developed, like, at one point, I think Kathleen Kennedy said, we want people involved for 5+ years, and it's just, that's not how the industry outside of Lucasfilm is built. And if you're bringing in talent from other, you know, from other things, you can't expect them to be working on a script or working on a project for 5 years. Not everyone's James Cameron. Not everyone has the luxury of doing that. And you can sit here, you can pull these directors in who are less seasoned, and to an extent you can take advantage of in that regard, because it's like, oh my God, I've worked on, you know, 2 episodes of Ms. Marvel, and now I get to direct a Star Wars movie. Not disparaging Charmaine Obaid Chinoy or anything like that, or saying that she's going to inherently do a bad job or she's inexperienced, but when we look at who's done, or saying that inexperience is necessarily a bad thing, but what we're seeing is Marvel and Star Wars and the Disney subsidiaries are openly kind of taking advantage of the various independent filmmakers and making them work at lesser rates and stuff like that. It's not terrible. I mean, it is kind of bad, but it's not, you know, it's a weird situation to be in, and it's just, they want someone malleable who will, you know, fold into their system. That's what they're looking for. And they don't want someone who's strong-willed, it appears. They want someone who's kind of, you know, I will do what it is. So I think that the issue is, if, you know, fuck, man, these fucking bikes. Dial of Destiny comes out, and it does abysmally at the box office. If Dial of Destiny comes out and it is not well-received, it does okay at the box office. If it doesn't, you know, hit perfectly for everyone, then, you know, I think there's a chance that Mangold gets fired before they even shoot a stitch of footage, which is why I think that they're hesitant to put that other date out there. If the other date's not out there, and it is entirely possible that I'm wrong. And we got Avatar's all got delayed. Avatar 3 will be 2025, not 2024. Avatar 4 will be 2029. Avatar 5 will be 2031. So we will be way older when these movies come out. But until then, have a great rest of your week.
If you enjoyed this show, be sure to check out our other shows. We have Beware of Spoilers, where we talk about new release movies. We have 30-Minute Reviews, where we talk about older stuff and current events in the entertainment industry. And we have Exploring Hyperspace Lanes, where every week Josie and I get together to talk about random stuff in our lives, and also we rank and review everything Star Wars, old stuff, new stuff, all of it. And you can find all of these shows on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Or, to get it simply, just go to BewareOfSpoilers.com, or ExploringHyperspaceLanes.com, or 30MinuteReviews.com, and it'll redirect you right to the Spotify page. Thank you, and thank you for enjoying our content.